Welcome, everyone, to the X Factor Files podcast. I'm Daryl.
I'm Philip.
And I am marginally audible because of cold medicine.
Yay, medicine.
Yeah. Yay. We haven't had an episode in a few weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Our can is empty.
It is, except for Defenders episodes, which will be coming out.
Defenders with Daryl.
Yes. Leading up to issue 100. So we still have a few of those to go. And we've been busy.
Yeah, we have.
Well, we got married.
Yeah, so we just dropped that in.
Yes, there's a reason why we're doing this issue this week, because it's all about marriage.
It's very prescient.
Yes, and it's Alpha Flight, so hey.
Happy two-week anniversary?
I guess. And what a 2 weeks it's been.
Yeah.
Got a new fucking president.
Yeah, we... If you have some queer friends, you may be hearing rumblings of folks that got married before the 20th of January.
Yes. So
one of our friends, we were the fourth couple. Another of our friends, we were the third couple that they had heard of.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing to at least enjoy having these rights for a little while before they get taken away.
Yeah. So it was a simple courthouse thing. Immediate family was there.
The judge was very nice.
Yeah.
Luckily, we weren't the first ones there because it was like 1 degree outside.
Yeah.
If that.
And you have to use like a side door and have someone let you in because it's a Saturday. So the courthouse isn't open.
Yeah. So one of my siblings-in-law had called the number on the side. So they were able to communicate to the rest of us what door to go to and how. And then we had brunch and then we came home.
Yeah. Wild.
Yes. But it was great. And now we're married. And I finally picked up my ring yesterday.
Yes.
So I'm going to get a chain as well. So in case wearing it on my finger becomes tedious. Because I'm not used to that.
And then 8 days later, we went to Disney World.
We did.
We had a trip already planned.
Yeah. And originally, I wasn't even going to be on the trip.
No, someone dropped out and I convinced you to go to Disney World.
Yes.
And we had three park days, three very busy park days.
Major shout out to your friends who we traveled with, who did the lightning lanes like a boss, who knew where we were going. There wasn't any like pull over, check the map five times.
Mm-hmm.
It was all zip, zip, zoop.
Yeah, especially the first day we just hit up like everything we wanted basically by noon.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was abnormal to get like three rides in within the first hour.
Yeah.
So with wait times and everything, like it's interesting that the lines are so long for so short of a ride and you just hop back into a line again.
Yeah.
But we got Dole Whips that you didn't have an allergic reaction to.
No.
We did the Be Our Guest prefix meal. That was delicious.
It was, and so much food.
Yes, so much delicious melted cheese.
Yeah. She brought you out an extra French onion soup because you saw I didn't consume all of mine.
All the cheese, and I was about to eat it, but then she grabbed it, and I was like, oh. And then she saw me do that, and was like, I'll bring you another.
And so you got a fresh one.
That I ate most of the cheese off of.
Yes.
And some broth.
Mm-hmm.
But the meal was great. The friends were great. Their kids were fun. I was the ride buddy to the youngest of them.
Yes. You were always picked. He would get the option and always pick you.
Maybe twice. It was not me. Once you and once the dad. But otherwise it was me, which was unexpected. But it did Dumbo several times.
Yes. Lots of Dumbo rides.
Yes. So
I really liked the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy was also quite good.
Yeah. Lots of roller coasters.
Yeah.
Tron.
Huh.
Very intense.
Yes.
But the second time we went on it, we knew what to expect, so we could enjoy it a bit more rather than am I going to fly off of this light cycle?
And like smash into a beam.
Yep.
Yeah, so the first time around, I was basically just staring at the glowy disc on the back of the person in front of me. And we also did Space Mountain, which in hindsight, I was like, oh, yeah, that was great. But in the moment, I was like, I'm about to be decapitated by something I can't see because
Yeah.
it was all in the dark and I just had a sense of what was above and it was terrifying.
We met Princess Aurora.
From my favorite Disney movie,
You were
Sleeping
very
Beauty.
excited. I'm like, it's Aurora.
Yeah. Except she had the pink dress on, which
Oh.
I prefer blue.
Yeah, but in Epcot it was the oh, what is it? The
Festival of Arts.
Festival of the Arts.
So she had some art. She was like in full small child mode. So I didn't really make the jokes about foraging and retreating from the world and just living in it in the woods
Yes.
like I originally wanted to. I was like, oh no. She seems very nice and very southern.
Yes.
There was a drawl.
Yes.
There were a lot of drawls.
And we met Chewbacca.
Yeah, got her. He named your porg, or
Yes.
you named your porg
Chewie.
Chewy
Yes,
because,
because he just wants a snack on them.
yes.
And all of the cast members, like in the Star Wars area, would make jokes about porgs because I just had it in my breast pocket. And
Yes.
they're like, watch out for that. They're an invasive species. They'll just take over the ship.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Went
It
on
was a
Haunted
lot.
Mansion 5 times.
Which is one fewer than what you
I
wanted.
know, I wanted 6, but 5 was good.
We could have done six, except it was late at night and people were being the
Just,
worst.
they really were like, the park was open extra late, and we're like, oh, we can stay until 11. And at like 9:45, all of us are like, we need to leave.
Yeah, we had just done it. We were in line to get our pictures taken in front of it since we had done that earlier during the day, but we thought it'd be nice to compare it to some nighttime pictures. And the people in front of us were just.
Like real aggressive, like at least the dad had to have been like drunk and super mean to his kids, like teenage kids,
Like.
like got up in his face and was like, don't make me slap you. And I'm like, we let's
Yeah.
just leave.
Yeah, we didn't need that energy around us. And we were tired and crabby.
Yeah. And we had our flights the next morning, so
Yeah, so luckily we got back and you checked your flight and realized it was routed someplace else and much, much later. So it would
yes.
have been like 1 or 2 a.m. before you would have gotten home.
Yeah.
So we called someone and the lovely Luz was able to get you onto my flights so we could at least travel somewhat together, even if
Yeah.
we weren't sitting next to each other.
And we were delayed by an hour, but we got home, and it was so great to get home.
Yes.
And I obviously picked up a cold from one of the thousands of small children doing open mouth, no cover coughs.
The amount of people coughing was significant. Also, higher than one would expect, the number of newly minted babies that were just floating around who were
Yeah.
like.
What are you doing with this newborn at an amusement park?
Like, probably a month or so
Yeah.
for
And
most
lots
of
of
them.
them just,
Perplexing.
yeah, everywhere.
Like, how can you have fun if you have a 1 month old with you?
Where you're always thinking about, okay, it's nap time, time to change, time to feed. Like, no.
Absolutely
And the
not.
amount of germs you're exposing your newborn to.
That we were exposed to.
Yeah.
So we're home. I went to work the next day
I
and
did laundry and
yes.
chores.
And then tomorrow I'll pick up Clyde from the Bun Bun Sitter,
Oh, yeah, our foster Clyde.
who has worked his wiles on her.
Yes.
He's very lovely. He loves pets. He loves cheek pets. And he loves the grooming glove, which is
Great.
a like rubberized glove thing with little tiny
Nubbins,
pegs,
yeah.
nubbins, that you can use to groom Bun Buns. And it wasn't terribly effective with our others, but
No.
very effective for him.
What good for Clyde.
Yeah.
So, why don't we dive into Alpha Flight -1? So, this entire month in 1997, I forget what month, like May, I don't know. Marvel did -1 issues, which are all before the first issue of each series.
And this was years after Alpha Flight had stopped.
Yes, this is 4 years after Volume 1 ended,
Because
and
we get a little blurb about it from the Stan Lee cameo.
yes, Stan Lee is a cameo in each flashback issue Marvel printed during this month. The only four titles that didn't have a flashback are Avengers, Iron Man, Captain America, and Fantastic Four. Four of them were done by Jim Lee's studio. Like, they tossed those titles off for a year for someone else to do. So that is when the Heroes Return, Reborn bullshit of the 90s happened. So,
interesting.
Those four titles did not get minus ones, but everyone else did.
So we get Wolverine and Mac getting all dressed up outside of a church because it's the wedding of Mac and Heather.
Why
tinsel,
did we
tinsel,
need
rice.
Why did we need to return to this specific point in time? And just to note, this was like the kickoff for Alpha Flight Volume 2.
Okay.
So this is like them easing into it. The same writer that did this issue did Volume 2.
So that's why they were like, it's been 4 years, but here's Alpha Flight to queue up for the next wave of Alpha Flight.
Yes. So it's Mac and Heather's wedding.
Yeah. And do we start with our impressions now or do we wait till the end?
Let's go through it first.
Okay. So Mac is sweating a lot. And I like how they sort of chalk up, like, who is this weird priest to the Stan Lee cameo?
And it's like, reverend. They say he's a reverend, but this, as we find out, happens in a Catholic church. So.
Oh, yeah.
They call him the reverend, and it should be father, but.
And he's what's borrowed, like everything else about this wedding. Like, it seems very haphazard. I don't know where the top part of Heather's dress is.
The interesting choice. I mean, it is the 90s at this point, late 90s.
Like,
but like, she's supposed to be 18.
Yeah. Well, I'll just dig into it now. There's a theme of Heather being weird. And by weird, I mean written oddly.
Yeah, you haven't gotten to the end of Volume 1, but like, Heather isn't like this.
Well, even at the beginning, she's not like this. So it's like a weird over-sexualized thing happening. And Mac is big, buff, and getting cold feet. Like, get married. It seems so permanent. I don't know if I can do this. I know all the signs, the facts, but emotions and family and ugh. And it's weird that he's having second thoughts since they seem like such a solid couple from all the flashbacks we got at the beginning of Alpha Flight.
Yes.
So we got some flashbacks to when he was just a scientist working at Can Petroleum, and Heather was the assistant. And this bowl cut.
Yeah.
That she has, it is abrupt. I feel like Demanda Martini might have this wig for Triplicate Girl.
Ooh, yeah.
And the X Treats, shout out to the X Treats videos for being amazing.
If you're
and
not
super
watching
fun.
Demanda's videos, you're missing out.
Yeah.
And also, I just give Demanda all of the drag cosplay suggestions when I run across it. Like, I ran across someone else in a Star Trek comic, and I was like, or episode, the Gangsters of Triskelion, which is also known as the Lady Gaga episode of the original series.
Why is it called the Lady Gaga episode?
Because the main alien woman looks like Lady Gaga.
Oh. Although you could say that for several, I feel.
This one looks like Stephanie, and I forget her last name.
Oh.
It straight up looks like Lady Gaga.
So Mac is here doing his sciencey things. Heather has all these hearts around her. Even though Mac is described as a cold fish and his brusque, like, businessy nature sort of throws Heather off, but she's like, I don't care. He's hot.
I want to jump those bones. And you're like, and then you remember, you like flashback, as the cover says, you flashback to the beginning of Alpha Flight and you're like, she was 17.
Yeah.
Like,
weird. Another flashback to when, and like some over narrative stuff of when he found out that his creation was being sold off to the US military, and Heather sort of came up with this plan for Department H and was like, I resigned once I heard what he was going to do to you. Call me Heather, Dr. Hudson. And Though she didn't know it, and he couldn't have admitted it to himself, Heather began inspiring the man she knew she loved, inspiring him to remove the suit from the Ann Can offices late that night, inspiring him to stand up for his rights and retain the suit's central control system, the helmet he had created long before signing on. Blah, blah, blah. Inspiring him to think like a hero instead of a man. That was the line I was looking for. So thanks for bearing with us, dear listener.
So this is serving a lot of purposes, because a lot of the minus ones are happening in the midst of ongoing series. Like, you get X-Man minus one, Uncanny X-Men minus one. Like,
where everything sort of makes sense.
This
has to introduce new readers.
It's Siegel setting up everything. It's giving the background to people. So when he starts that ongoing, there's a little bit of background here. Because, spoiler, Mac is back in volume two in a big way. So
Heather has these pink glasses to go with her pink sweater, which clashes with her red hair, and her lips are huge, and her eyelashes could be like Daisy umbrellas. Bell. Yes. Like, it's so bizarre. So then we get some of the setting up Department H, some of them dating, where Mac is like, oh, just a minute. And she's like, no, your minutes last hours. We're going to the movies. We're actually having a date. It sets up like this weird dynamic where she's constantly nagging him.
Yes. Like,
because he doesn't value her, clearly doesn't value her.
Yeah.
And like wanting to spend time with her.
It's very odd, because what I took away from volume one, and we'll get more and more into it because they show more of their relationship throughout the series, but she was always sort of helping him. Like, yeah, she was at home, but he could go back there and they'd talk about things. Like,
it was a partnership.
Yes.
It wasn't a, why aren't you spending time with me? Mm-hmm. Why are you always there? Why don't you talk about your feelings?
Yeah, it's very out of character for volume one Heather. And we recently had volume five Heather, super out of character for her then too, when she's Nemesis.
Yeah.
So I don't like this characterization of Heather, and we're not even halfway through this issue.
No, it's within the first few pages. And like, she in this room of other scientists calls him out for like not spending enough time with her, not giving her enough attention. And she points out, like, for someone that you think you love, you're not spending time with them. And what do you have to say for yourself? And he's like, will you marry me, with sweat dripping off his brow?
Ew.
Which,
proposal under duress?
Yeah. It's just weird.
And what movie do you think they are seeing? Like, I could consult the Starlog magazines I got for $1.18. I don't think we've recorded since then. I won some local auctions. One of them was a giant stack of Starlogs from the early to mid 80s.
Yeah. Lots of TNG covers, lots of Star Wars covers.
Yeah. Conan the Barbarian, My Gay Awakening.
Oh, which I still haven't seen.
Oh.
We played the music of in marching band in like seventh grade.
But they're probably seeing like E.T. or something, right?
It's, and I guess we probably shouldn't be as applying a 2025 lens on something from 1997, but also 1997 wasn't that long ago, and like,
this still wasn't okay.
Because
what we know from the beginning of volume one is they got married like right after she turned 18. Like,
yeah.
So they're still dating when she's 17.
Yeah.
If we are following the same timeline and logic, they are dating. He has a PhD. He's in his like mid-20s. And she is 17 years old and they're going on dates.
Oh.
He's proposing to a 17-year-old, which actually, this is a retcon, because if you remember, she is the one who was like, we should get married. That way I don't have to testify against you.
Oh, yeah.
So
good detail.
Yeah.
So he's called off right after he is engaged. He goes to a meeting. There's a cosmic ray collector and he looks very pensive.
And he's like, Reed Richards says that this is some bad shit.
It can lead to all sorts of terrible things. Do not recommend. Absolutely not. And so the dude's like, oh, yeah, okay. Meanwhile, there's a construction site happening, and someone's like, oh, we're on temporary shutdown, take the rest of the day off, blah, blah, blah. Are we still getting paid? And this guy is like, I'm going to finish this one way or the other. So I'm always re ready to work, Mr. Judd. And it's Puck.
It is. Puck is here.
He's working at an orphanage. So then we get the justice of the peace marriage that her parents walk out on because it's not Catholic enough. Which,
Okay.
yeah, fun fact, I had come out to my parents because one of my sisters eloped, and on a 3-hour car ride, all I heard was, I thought all my children would be married in a church.
No.
So when we got to Iowa, I'm like, I'm gay. That won't be happening for me.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, I need to pray to Saint Joseph and walked inside.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it sort of resonates, the lack of Catholicism.
Yeah. So then the next goal is a church wedding.
Yeah. It's like, we'll make it happen. And it's also weird of like, I could never wear something so revealing at my wedding. And her friend is like, what? You're a liberated woman. And like that conversation gets cut off early. And I'm like, oh, what
Yeah.
direction was this going to go to? And this.
Because there was the back was all lace.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't. And
No.
I'm like, you're 17.
Well, also that.
And the dress she ends up with, like, it's not as short as the dress in the November Rain music video, but the top is definitely low enough for that music video from the early 90s.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Oh, it is like the sluttiest wedding dress you have ever seen,
Oh.
because it's a rock video from the early 90s.
So then we get this trip where Mac is like, it's a honeymoon, but also a work trip that the government is paying for,
And it's happening before our wedding.
so it's free.
And she's like, free is for me.
Yeah.
And then
Then they meet Wolverine.
they're trudging. Wolverine attacks like we've seen before. She shoots him.
Like that part's consistent. But then it's back in the at the wedding thing.
Yeah, they don't show any of the aftermath where he's like, I'm gonna go for help, and like leaves her alone in the cabin with naked Wolverine.
No, the beginning of the of a beautiful thruple.
Yes.
And so that they get into another fight again about his work, and she's like, it's our wedding, stop canceling it and stop postponing it. And he's like, I have to save this man's life. So it's weird that she just sort of walks out and sniffles. Again, not the partnership that we are accustomed to, where he
Yeah.
has much more agency. So there's a training montage with Wolverine and Mac in his Weapon Alpha suit, which is so just odd. It's clunky, there's tubes. And there is something
He's like,
happening.
he's trying to train him not to be lethal all the
Oh yeah,
time.
like, you killed all these dummies. Can you try to actually not kill them next time? So the call comes in. There's this thing happening in this town that Puck was at, and you're the only hope Canada has. So he goes off, Weapon X goes too, and Heather in her car sees them blasting off, and she's like, I swear, if I have to track you to the ends of the earth to have my wedding, I'm going to do it. And so they go. Judd is there at the orphanage, seeing these weird, glowy things. And he's like, I have to protect the orphanage. I want to go there
Yeah,
too.
he works and volunteers at an orphanage.
Yeah. So Matt gets there, recognizes what's happening, and it's a cosmic ray collector. The rays get amplified, they're super dangerous and unstable. And so they all sort of talk amongst themselves that they need to shut it down somehow. So Wolverine charges in, thinks that he's going to be the one to do it, but we get Chinook. I don't know how to say it, pronounce this word appropriately.
Chinook?
Chinook, Chinook,
I think it's more Chinook, like Canuck.
like the salmon. So blonde, masked, very buff in his red suit. He's one of Canada's first heroes. Powers of the wind, and he's like, I'll take care of it. That's what I'm here for. But there's a wadoom, a whoosh, a baboom, and he is transformed into this big hulking mass that you see on the front cover. Glowy eyes,
Gross looking.
No lips or anything, just a lot of teeth.
So what it there is a Chinook salmon.
Yeah.
There the Chinook winds.
That must be his reference to because he flies and he seems to have wind powers.
But there's also the Chinook Indian Nation.
Ah.
So hopefully it's not appropriation.
I mean, so many things are named for
Yeah.
indigenous things without anyone actually realizing it.
Yeah.
Like so many states,
Yeah.
so many cities.
Yeah, the Chinook Indian Nation was apparently formed in 2002 in Oregon and Washington. They are unrecognized
Oh.
in the United States.
But those art motifs are very regional,
Yes.
and beautiful. So, a fight ensues, and this monstrosity that Chinook has turned into is growing in mass. And they realize that, oh, it's all the energy from the cosmic rays. That m energy has been turned into mass. And if that mass isn't returned to it, it's going to explode and cause a rift, create a black hole on the planet. Who knows?
Right.
So, like, we really need to break this up. But Chinook is too strong and nothing is working. Wolverine and Puck put a rubber band around some trees, left over from the construction, I guess.
Yeah, giant rubber bands. And it's like a fastball special, but Puck is the fastball here.
It's true. So they get Mac to line up Chinook and he clonks onto him and through laws of thermodynamics in motion, all the energy from Puck goes into Chinook. Puck then stops and is grabbing Mac so he doesn't get sucked into this
Yeah,
void.
the comparison is pool balls.
Yes.
Like, I'm the cue ball, I will hit him into the pocket.
All the energy from me gets transferred to him, and then I stop and he goes flying.
Yeah. Which
So,
should hurt.
right? So Puck is holding on to Mac. Wolverine is holding on to Puck, and then as they're all about to be blasted into this void, Heather is there to anchor them to the car. And so,
And she's like, my shoulder is being pulled out of the socket.
but I won't let go. I want my wedding. So Chinook goes through, is destroyed, RIP.
We
And
hardly knew ye. Where's
no.
the Chinook backstory? Because he's hot.
He is. One
Can't
of
wait until I get a commission of Chinook for the Alpha Flight wall that I
our
need to frame and construct.
I'm sure one of our buff cosplay friends will be able to do it.
Oh.
So they all walk back. Judd's like, I'm not going to give you my name since I work at an orphanage. I'm like, how many orphanage can be in this small town? But somehow he maintains his anonymity. And they go off. Mac yells at Department H, and they were like, yeah, we took in your opinion and we decided to ignore it.
Ignore it. Thanks.
Meanwhile, Heather's there with her dress and her veil, and she's like, come hell or high water or Department H, you have exactly 1 hour to find a tuxedo and get your butt to the church on that hill. So that's why Wolverine is there to help him get dressed, and they get married. Wolverine catches the bouquet. And yeah, that's the issue. It's super weird.
Yeah, and I mean, admittedly, I still need to crack into volume two of Alpha Flight because I am partway through my really deep dive and analysis for the upcoming Alpha Flight project, so I'm really focused on that. But the characterizations here are off to a large degree.
Except for Wolverine being in the
Yeah.
throuple, like I guess he's consistent. Puck is consistent.
Yeah.
Department H is consistent for being
Gary
dips.
Cody, yeah.
But Heather's, like, I just
Heather.
can't get past how off kilter it is for her.
Yeah.
There's not much to like about her in that issue
No.
versus how she is in all the
Everything.
exposition issues, those
Yeah.
first 12. So
I mean, it They needed some way to ramp up Alpha Flight, I guess, because I think the first issue of Alpha Flight came out the next month.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, that one's labeled as July.
yeah. So I think Alpha Flight Volume 2 started up the following month.
And I get it. Like, you need exposition. You need
Yeah.
to give context for who these people are that you're bringing back.
Yeah.
So.
But there are just so many more interesting things. And I guess Jay Siegel, he knew what characters he was going to use versus not use, because Volume 2 has largely a new cast for the team.
Is Puck still there?
Puck is still there, so that's
That
why
makes
Puck is
sense.
here. But there are so many, like, if we're just talking purely minus one, I'd rather see something about Walter Lankowski and,
Oh.
him being a football player turned scientist.
Yeah.
I'd rather see that sort of story.
Expert in gamma
Yeah,
radiation.
like something we haven't seen. This trod over ground we'd already gone over, and then
Watered down characters in a really
and
unsatisfying
re
way.
and reimagined points where it's like, n actually, no, like that's not how the proposal happened or anything. So,
Right.
I mean, it's a marriage issue. I had to choose a marriage issue
Yeah.
for this episode.
It's sort of in line with our experience watching Section 31.
Oh, Star Trek Section 31.
We watched it with some of the Star Trek gays who, thank goodness, like all of us that were present agreed it was the only way to watch it because it was not good. Like Michelle Yeoh deserves better. The actress who played Marina from The Magicians, who is Rachel Garrett in
I
it.
think the fans deserve better as well. The
Right.
Star Trek fans, like, it was supposed to be a TV series, but then Michelle Yeoh went and got an Oscar. And she's like, I'm so busy, I can't commit to that.
Yeah.
And from what I heard from another podcast, Greatest Trek, she shot all of her lines with a double. She
Because
actually
her
didn't.
schedule never lined up.
Yeah. So she was acting against people who were not even in the movie, and then she had a stand-in for all those other scenes for the other actors,
Yeah.
which produces very bad results.
Yeah.
Like, there's no chemistry.
And it didn't feel like Trek in a very unsatisfying way. It wasn't like the Section 31 that we know.
Yeah, it was an unsatisfying general action movie.
Yeah. And even in Disco Section 31, like you can draw lines from that to where it was in Deep Space Nine. Like they
Yeah.
did a decent job backtracking it to be like, okay, if it started here, then sure, it'll turn into what we saw in Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
Super nefarious, super outside the boundaries, and not actually sanctioned or like operating
Yeah.
outside of normal Starfleet things. It's like, yay, Rachel Garrett, but would Rachel Garrett really be
That
on a
old?
Black Ops
Yeah.
team?
And
And
that age when she's the captain of the Enterprise C, like
some
40
years.
years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway,
Anyway.
we're launching a new season soon where we will be focusing on Alpha Flight.
What dictates the end of a season?
We have like 55 episodes in this current season.
Oh, is that
And
like an organizational thing?
I guess
Okay.
there we dictate our own season, so I'm dictating that this is probably the last episode of the current season.
Yeah.
We're doing Alpha Flight and Star Trek
Yeah,
because that seems to be what brings us the most joy right now. We'll get back into X Factor at some point.
because
And
we
I
were
need
going to go and do
Oh
the
yeah.
first Peter David run.
Yeah. Which we will. We just have so much going on that.
Like a lot of folks, it's okay to take time and just focus on what brings you joy
Yep.
because the world sucks.
Yeah.
So find your happy moments and hold on to them
Yep.
and do what you got to do to get through it. Yeah.
So let us know what you think of Star or no. Alpha Flight minus one or Star Trek Section 31.
Yeah, dear listener, drop a line, drop a
Yeah.
like, find us on Instagram at X Factor Files Podcast.
Yeah. You can find my personal account on Blue Sky. It is Mac on Fleetwood, like Fleetwood Mac, but Mac on Fleetwood. Or some people get confused and think that it says Macon Fleetwood,
I thought that.
like Macon, Georgia.
Or the area in France.
Yes.
So Be well.
Yeah. Talk to you later, everyone. Catch us back next week. We should maybe do some Star Trek.
Let's
I'll
do
dig those issues out.
it. It'll be great.
Yes. Catch you later next time. Thanks. Bye.